Keith Peters reporting the defense in Donald Trump's New York trial has rested and closing arguments will be made next week. Veteran New York defense attorney Arthur Idala says closing arguments for both sides will hinge on Michael Cohen's testimony.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day. And Cohen is that broken clock. And they have to just try to, you know, distance Cohen's bad stuff from the 10% that he needs. And the defense does just the opposite. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if there was something that mattered to you in your life, like your children's college fund or your home mortgage fund, would you trust it with Michael Cohen?
Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records. House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing a bill to sanction International Criminal Court officials after they requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the leader of Hamas. Bernie Bennett has more from Capitol Hill.
Speaker Johnson, who sharply criticizes the ICC's move against Netanyahu and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, told reporters Tuesday the details of the legislation are still being worked out, but he said he wants to move forward with the rebuke as soon as possible. Pressed on whether the effort will include a sanction of the individuals involved in the arrest warrant requests, Johnson said, quote, that'll be a component of it. Johnson said, quote, international bureaucrats cannot be allowed to use lawfare to usurp the authority of democratic nations that maintain the rule of law. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
The United Nations says it has suspended food distribution in the southern Gaza city of Rafah due to a lack of supplies and insecurity. It also said no aid trucks entered via a pier set up by the U.S. for sea deliveries for the past 2 days. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P advanced 13. This is SRN News. A warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis, we have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness, and Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, while 18% live in Western Europe, 16 in the U.S., and 12 in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began, and their median age is 86. This is SRN News. Tugboats have escorted the ship that caused that deadly Baltimore Bridge collapse back to port.
Nearly 2 months have passed since the Dolly lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns, killing 6 construction workers and halting most maritime traffic through the port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the state has 4 priorities: bringing closure and comfort to the families who lost loved ones, clearing the full federal channel, and fully reopening the port of Baltimore to vessel traffic to support everyone affected by the crisis, and to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The FBI has launched a criminal investigation into the circumstances leading up to the crash. The Dolly experienced 2 electrical blackouts about 10 hours before leaving the port on its way to Sri Lanka. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Coast Guard official says a 400-foot-wide channel will open Tuesday for 24/7 operations. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.